Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to the Pipe Masters Potty with Arvin and Jason. And if this is the first time you're tuning in our last podcast, we talked about what not to put down your drains. And for today's episode, we're going to be talking about what to do with your drains and what to do.
That's right.
That's what we said.
Last time was the no-nos. This time is the yeah-yes.
Yeah. Or as I put it, the do-do, right?
Yeah. Do-do's. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Actually, it was, but.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the pot. So this is the official first time we are referring to ourselves as the Pipe Masters Potty. I think we're going to keep this one so that everybody knows when you're trying to, you know, search for us, as I know you are. You can find us easily. Just look up Pipe Masters Potty, okay? That's P-O-D-D-Y, in case anybody wants any clarification. But, so, you know, Arvin, we're still on this drain thing because, you know, here in Hawaii, we are running into commercial, residential, storm drains, grease drains, sewer drains, kitchen drains. They're just falling apart on this island, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All just about, oh, man, I want to say, yeah, at least conservatively, you know, more than 50% of the calls we get, it's about, you know, older properties with existing, you know, as built drains, and more often than not, you know, they're cast iron.
And for the most part, they're, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? I mean, everybody wants their drains to flow. We all know that. It's not something you think about, but nobody wants backups or stoppages. And, you know, that's why we're going to have a little discussion today to hopefully educate our listeners on what you can do to keep your drains flowing as designed, and maybe even extend the life of your pipes.
Yeah, like the sound of that.
That's what we're going to tap into today. I mean, as far as your experience, Vin, you have any recent backups lately?
I did. It was scary. I don't know what happened, but it's funny. In my mind, I don't think of my home as being an older home. But it's actually early 80s construction. But in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, it's not that old of a house. But it actually is an old house.
That's as old as you, my brother.
A little bit younger. I'm a little bit older than that. But
well, I was trying to be nice.
I appreciate that. I'm not afraid. You know, I own it. But I did have a backup where I wasn't aware. I just saw that there's a bunch of water like that spilled and splashed on my bathroom floors. But there was no water in the toilet bowls. I was like, so I, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is probably a backup. You know, I work for a plumbing company, so I think I might know a thing or two. But even with what I knew, the first thing to do was I called you up, Jason. You remember? I was like, Jason, what do I do? I think all my pipes are backed up, and I think I should do something about this, and I've been meaning to, but I think it cleared itself. I have no idea what's going on, and hopefully, knock on wood, you know, I don't have any issues.
Yeah, when you see that your toilets have been, you know, siphoned, it's a pretty clear indication. You had a backup, but somehow it relieved itself.
Yeah.
And it just, like, formed like a vortex inside there and just sucked all the water out of your toilets and such. But
fortunately, I was lucky. I didn't have any backups after that. But
I was lucky.
But that's how it happens all the time, isn't it?
Well, in theory, right? I mean, you put something in the toilet, and guess what? It has like a little, there's a little piping, you know, that has to go through within the toilet itself before it even goes to your floor. And in theory, whatever goes through the toilet drain should go through all the others downstream, because the pipe only gets bigger. Mm. It doesn't get smaller. So if it doesn't back up your toilet internally and it makes it into the floor drain, or the drain that's in your floor, perhaps, rather, you should be able to have that thing go all the way out to the county and be not anything to, you know, think of on that's going to affect your property itself. However, drains go without thought, right? You, out of sight, out of mind. People think they don't have to maintain it, but we're out there educating our customers, residential and commercial alike, that there are ways to be proactive. You know, it's kind of an old school mentality that it's just the older generations think that, you know, the drains do their job, and only when it backs up, they have a solution for that. You just cable it. You just run the snake. Just run the snake down there. That does get your drains to flow. But again, for it to back up, like let's say it backs up your whole bathroom or it backs up your whole house, there's a reason for that. It's not just because it's a coincidence. There are things that need to be repaired, and it's a matter of actually putting a permanent solution together for our customers rather than just keep coming back and back and back and back to the same property for the same problem and just cabling the drains. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of companies out there that don't mind doing so, but we're not a big company. We're a small company here at Pipe Masters, and we don't have time to waste. So we do not like returning for the same problem. We are not afraid of giving people, you know, permanent solutions that may cost, you know, some money, of course, to fix it. But better you put money towards the permanent repair than just paying interest to the problem, right? That's what we're trying to make sure customers consider, is that, yeah, okay, let's say you were able to cable it back then and you got your drains to flow, but did it solve it for the rest of the time you live there? No, right? You're going to have a backup again. And once it gets to be a repeat backup where it gets, you know, every year or every 6 months, you know there's a problem. It just needs to be dealt with. And that's kind of who we are. Yeah. I like to think that Pipe Masters here, we kind of have x-ray vision, you know, with the help of our technology and our know-how. I think we have some of the best technicians on the island. But yeah, I mean, we take away all the unknown. And that's what we want to talk about today. You know, here in Hawaii, we have a lot of metallic pipe, cast iron and galvanized iron pipes. Now, you know what metal does in Hawaii's weather, right?
Oh, yeah.
What does it do? It's perfect, right, for like hundreds of years?
Oh, well, especially in a nice salty environment, you know, where we are in the middle of the ocean.
That's the thing, right? So as soon as you put those metal pipes in the ground, they start to corrode, right? So that's the thing about, you know, all this old school plumbing that we have here in Hawaii, whether it be drain line or water line. There's a lot of this metallic pipe, not copper, but cast iron and galvanized pipe, that immediately starts to rust as soon as it's installed. And how do you combat that? You know, back when, not that long ago, that there was no means of maintaining your drains besides cabling. And then once the cable couldn't do the trick, then you're forced to dig it all up, right? So luckily, you know, we've brought a ton of different options to our customers, and literally every technology and option we can grab in our industry is what we provide to each and every one of our customers. So with cast iron drain lines in particular, you know, the rust doesn't just happen from the outside of the pipe, it happens on the inside. And, you know, over time, it gets pitted. You know, so that is going to restrict your flow. And with those pitted, abrasive, interior walls of the pipe, it actually will grab on to paper products and what we talked about in our episode one, right? Fog, the fats, oils, and grease. So rather than just being reactive, we try to promote being proactive. And have you ever heard about hydrojetting? Then
prior to meeting Pipe Masters, and maybe you might share this for another another episode, but prior to coming on board to the team, I can't remember if we talked about in the first episode, but I used to be a customer, so I was not aware of hydrojetting until I met Pipe Masters, and it just blew my mind. It's like, you know, you mean there's something other than cabling? Really? Right. That's news to me.
Right. And there for a while, I mean, before, I would say it's been around for maybe 15, 20 years, you know, and that's on the mainland, though. Here in Hawaii, a little slower to change, and now it seems like more and more companies are offering the service, but, you know, there is a difference in technology there, too, and we can kind of touch on that just a little bit. But before I get there, let me kind of take a step backwards. You know, hydrojetting is one way to open up your pipe to its original diameter. That's important. Cabling, like I said, it's just there for temporary relief. Get your drains flowing for that time, right then and there. But it's not a permanent solution, right? With hydrojetting, it's a high-pressure water cleaning of the inside of the pipe. Now, I know a lot of people automatically are going to think, oh, you're going to pressure wash my pipes. And, you know, pressure washing has some negative connotations to it, or negative opinions about, right, you know, what pressure washing does. With how we do things, you know, what's funny is people think that cabling, you know, because it's been around for so long, that's a safe method of clearing your drains. This new method, you know, people have more misconceptions about it because it's a newer technology.
Naturally.
So they say to themselves, well, I don't want to use high pressure water to clean my pipes. My goodness. Why would you do that? You know, it's like, well, there's really no other substitute. You know, when you're looking at the two services side by side, you got one method, which is cabling with a metal cable, literally slapping metal against metal. That's your one option. Sure, it's been around for decades. But with hydrojetting, these machines are engineered to go up to 4,000 PSI. I mean, that's some heavy pressure.
That's powerful.
Right? But you don't have to go that high to start with us. When we know that we are trying to work on old pipes, we take it down all the way down to 1,500, maybe 2,000 PSI. And then we camera inspect it, make sure everything's holding up okay, no unnecessary damage. And then we go ahead and clean it once more and pass the jetter through the pipe once more just to see if we can clean it up even better, right? So it is high pressure water, but because we're in control of it, right, that's where we like to think that we keep it a lot safer. It's a lot safer approach to clearing your drains than just the cable. But what's nice is that we get to camera inspect it before, during, and after our cleaning. So we can really tell if it meets our standard. And for us, in particular, with Pipe Masters, we provide warranty against stoppages once we're done. And it's because it does such a good job. It takes your old pipe that's restricted and congested, and then we open it up like brand new. So your pipes are literally as open as they were when they were first installed.
Yeah, a couple of things that I just to add on, like for everything you described, it certainly sounds a lot less, well, you said safer, but I want to say a lot less riskier than putting a cable down the drain. And if I could, you know, share some of my experience, and I just said that sure. I came from, you know, property management previously, and I had other companies come in, didn't even offer me hydrojetting. And I've had pipes break on me more than once. You know, it was old pipe, but I would say maybe for that property, a particular one, I would say maybe 3 out of 5 or so, you know, the pipe would break. These were all, you know, they were going through, sure, you know, these older pipes. This is like late 60s construction now, you know.
Then think about nowadays, now that you've seen how many different camera inspections that we've done. Mm-hmm. How many times have you seen the previous company leave their broken cable in the broken pipe?
Oh, dude, just...
So, I mean, talk about, like, right?
Just last week, man.
You know what caused the break,
yep,
because the cable is still stuck where it broke the pipe, you know? Right. I mean, and then what are they forced to do? They're forced to cut the cable and right, leave it in there. Otherwise, they're dealing with an emergency.
Right? Yeah, and I was going to say, on top of that, too, I mean, I think cables definitely have their place, but, you know, we're talking about, you know, long-term solutions, right?
Absolutely.
And there were times also where I had to call the plumber again because it backed up again within a week. And then it wasn't until I got to understand how these things work, where, you know, that you talked about expanding it back to a triple diameter, all those fogs and whatever else accumulated, that sludge, it closed that pipe up so that cable would only just be poking through that blockage. And then after a week, I had to call the plumber back again. I was like, there has to be something better than this.
And us plumbers, we love work, you know. I mean, if we can find job security, man, it's so easy to cable the train, get you flowing for that minute. And yeah, you want to call us back tomorrow and do the same thing? Why not? No, that again, at Pipe Masters, we don't have that kind of time. We need to kind of fix things and then we move on to the next problem. Like we were saying at the beginning of this episode, Hawaii's infrastructure is falling apart. And we pride ourselves on, you know, finding out what the problem is and giving permanent solutions. So if you're looking for a permanent solution, call us. I'm sure we can help you out. But, you know, going one step further, not only is it going to remove all the buildup and debris with hydrojetting, you're actually extending the life of your pipe. So think about it this way. If you leave all that buildup on the pipe walls, on a metal pipe that's already corroding, right? It's already corroding on its own. And then you leave these fats, oils, and grease and this buildup, you just leave it on the pipe walls. It'll get, over time, it gets more and more solid, and it actually will start to absorb into the cast iron, making it more brittle. So that if you ever do have to cable that drain down the road, guess what? It's in poor working condition at that point because you've left that buildup sit on those pipe walls for years or decades or whatever the case is. So what we try to tell our commercial property managers is clean it, get all that buildup off the pipe walls, and then you don't have that effect where it gets brittle over a very short period of time. If you can remove that buildup, and you know, for commercial customers, we recommend it every year or 2 years, just because commercial settings, more volume, more usage, avoid a disaster. You know, call us and we're going to take care of it, and then we give you warranty as long as we're working with you on a yearly basis or every 2 years. As far as single family homes, you're probably better off just doing it every 5 years. You know, and we're talking less than $1,000 to have brand new pipes in the ground. You know, again, your cast iron pipes are typically going to last you about 50 years. You know, here in Hawaii, we've seen cast iron pipe go bad in 25 years. So depending on what you're putting down the drain and where you're located, I mean, if you're right on the beach, you're going to have a different, you know, level of corrosion. And tuberculation is, you know, what happens on the inside of the pipe. But with jetting it on a regular basis, you really could, you know, extend the life by years. Maybe you know, if you're taking care of your single family home for, you know, like we're recommending, you probably won't have to worry about any underground repairs for your entire lifetime.
Yeah, and really quick, Jay, I heard you know, use tuberculation. Just for our listeners who may not be familiar with that, would you mind sharing what tuberculation is?
Tuberculation. So tube, right? That's like the derivative of the tube is in there, right? So it's what happens to a tube when you have air and water flow inside of it. So it's a natural occurrence, just like your car oxidizes in the sun. Mm-hmm. Your pipe with air and water flowing through it constantly, it corrodes. So it's a rust flake, and that rust flake, because it's in a tube, it tends to kind of flake off initially where it's kind of still hanging on to the pipe walls, and man, is that stuff sharp. You know, that rust flake, as it's sitting there, whether it be on the bottom of the pipe or the side, it really wants to hold back paper products. So toilet paper, that's one thing. But if you put down a sanitary wipe or a paper towel, good luck. It's going to be held up on those flakes. So it's called scale. You know, that type of stuff that we're trying to remove with hydrojetting is called scale. It's a byproduct of tuberculation, and it's what we deal with on a daily basis. You know, so we know how to deal with it. But until you get an eye on it with, you know, our color cameras with high resolution visibility, you know, get a good eye on it, you're just not going to know.
Right. Yeah, and snaking that is not going to remove that, right?
Well, guess what? You're going to perhaps, that's a great question, you know, perhaps you'll loosen up some of that scale and you're going to take it off the pipe walls. But where is it going to go? It's going to fall to the bottom of the pipe, right? Mm-hmm. And guess what? That metal flake is so heavy. Even if you flush all your toilets in the house, you're probably not going to flush it out. So then that sharp piece of metal that was holding up paper products on the sidewalls, right? Now it's going to hold up things on the bottom of the pipe. So even as you cable that and you get your, you know, you get some flow, you've probably made the problem even worse. But yeah, that's unfortunately, you know, again, we're trying to combat this old school mentality of the cable is a solution. It's just the opposite. It could make your problem even worse. Mm-mm. So with us, not only do we offer the jetting, but we also offer the camera inspections along with it. We do not jet until we camera it. So we camera it before, we jet, we see how things are. We can do that two or three times and, you know, rinse, repeat. And by the end of it, you will have pipes that are back to the original diameter, wide open. And pictures and videos speak 1,000 words. It's funny, I can only explain the concept
right
so well, but when you see it on camera, our customers sometimes actually dance when we're done, like literally do a happy dance. They're like, you solved my problem. You know how many times I've had this backup and I've been paying money? I've been paying $400 to Roto-Rooter. I shouldn't have said
that. Well, that's what they call it. It's a generic, like Kleenex, right?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I mean, I hate to drop our competitor's name, but hundreds of dollars go down the drain, no pun intended. And, you know, it's just a constant, right? They've just dealt with it. It's one of those pains that they just experience, and they're like, well, it's part of my owning a house. It's the part of the pain of owning a home. It doesn't have to be that way, you know.
And from what you're describing, you know, you're talking about, you know, long-term solution, but from the sounds of it, that sounds like a repair. Is it, correct me if I'm wrong, is it a repair?
That's a good point. So we approach jetting for two purposes. You know, sometimes a cable can't reach the blockage. So we'll actually go out with our jetters because our jetting hose can go up to 300 feet. So, man, can we go downstream in a pipe and reach some blockages that are really far away? So if all we're there for is to clear a blockage, we're pretty quick about it and we're not doing a whole lot of thorough cleaning. Mm-hmm. But if you hire us to do a full-on reconditioning, yeah, we can definitely do that. That's part of what it can do. It takes a lot longer. You know, we could probably do a single family home with all their underground drains in a day. But, you know, that we would have to be called out for that purpose. And then we know we're going to be there for hours. And we can definitely scour that pipe to where it's, you know, flowing as it was when it was first installed.
Wow. So then it is a repair then?
It's considered reconditioning, which mm-hmm. is a type of repair.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You're actually reconditioning the inside of the pipe.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, I know it sounds scary, but it really isn't, you know. it don't get me wrong, a lot of people don't want to go looking for problems, and I get that. But guess what, guys? When it comes to plumbing, nothing gets better. The problem doesn't ever get any better on its own. If you find out about the problem sooner, you're going to save money. We have a saying in our shop. Everybody mm-hmm. knows it that works at Pipe Masters. The longer you delay, the more you pay. It's as simple as that. There's no joke.
True story, man. Yeah. True story.
We've had customers. We know this, right? You know this. We give these recommendations, and customers aren't fully committed to our recommendations, so they decide to drag their feet. And then a year later, it's a bigger problem, and it's a bigger price. There's no getting around it, guys. It's you just need to call someone that you trust, even if it's not us. Call someone to take care of your drains. Just it's in your best interest. It's in your house's best interest. Take care of your drains, you know?
Makes sense, man.
Yeah.
And you're gonna keep sans. That was a bad pun. I tried. you save money.
Well, you know, everybody wants to go home and take a shower. Right. Everybody wants to go home and flush the toilet. It's important. It's a part of life. It's actually one of the few luxuries that we have as a society nowadays is running electricity. Electricity is one huge luxury that we have now in everybody's home. And your plumbing.
Yeah.
It's just those two, really.
And it's definitely something we take for granted. The ability, right, to, for one, use your drains, right, take a shower, flush your toilet. But on top of that, being able to flush toilet paper down the drains. Like, your life turns upside down. I've talked to so many customers, and if you've never lived in or visited a third world, you know, a less developed country where you're not allowed to flush toilet paper down the drains, it really is a luxury.
Amen.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better. Yeah. There's a lot of places that, still don't have running plumbing. Mm-hmm. They don't get water brought to them. They have to go miles to get their water.
Right. But even where they do have running water, you can't flush down toilet paper. You know, you can flush a toilet, but the city forbids you. It's not lawful to flush toilet paper because it's going to mess up the sewers.
See, you have some international history with like going to different countries. I'm not so lucky, but I hopefully one day can experience these toilets where you can't flush any toilet.
It blew my mind because I didn't know any better. I saw the signs, and
that's
I
was crazy,
like,
man.
Like, they must be talking about flushable wipes. And then the tour guide said, no, you're not supposed to put toilet tissue.
Don't do that.
No. It's gonna create problems.
Was he like keeping an eye on you while you were in the stall? It's like, don't do that.
No.
Like, where are you? How'd you know? No, I just heard the toilet paper roll. Yeah. I just heard the roll. I could tell you were gonna use some, weren't you?
But with that though, was there anything else you want to cover as far as, you know, what to do? So we talked about hydrojetting, right? And, you know, cabling, as you know, what everyone is very familiar with.
Just briefly, but I do want to touch on the fact that, you know, here we are talking about metal pipes in the ground here in Hawaii. That's its own problem. There is another type of pipe material called Orange Bird.
Mm.
And this is, it was one of the best pipe products I've ever seen, really. It lasted longer than cast iron pipe for the most part, but it's a special type of pipe that was only made during wartime when there was no metals.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this is something I think we should probably talk in detail on episode 3.
I think that'd be a great topic.
Generally speaking, you definitely don't want to cable that pipe.
Oh.
No matter what you do to an Orangeburg pipe, you do not cable that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That
to know.
One is a good. Yeah. So. Unless you camera it first, like how we do, before we jet it, you're not going to know if you have this Orangeburg pipe.
I was going to ask. I was like, okay, so, you know, sometimes we can see, I know, if we got houses post and pier, right? You can see the pipe. And, well, for like my house, I have, it's on slab. So how do I know what kind of pipe I have? I only see what's underneath my sink.
That's a good point. You know, we run into new construction and old properties. Sometimes all the pipe above ground looks like it's plastic. So you think to yourself, oh, well, great. I have all plastic pipe. It's all been relatively newly installed or replaced. Not so. We run into it more times than not where even though the above ground pipes look like they're plastic, you know, either ABS or PVC, they still went and tied into the old metal pipes in the ground.
Ooh.
So, yeah, you can be fooled maybe once. But if you have a problem later on, like there was this beautiful Kahala house. It was like $3.5 million. And this poor homeowner just bought it. It literally, the new walls, new appliances, new electric, new drywall, new paint. The paint, you could still smell it. And then he went to go use his kitchen sink. And it backed up everywhere, right? And we go out there. He doesn't have a drain. His cast iron drain, there was only about 5 feet of it, and then it went nowhere. So as we're cameraing it, we can actually all we see on camera is like a wall of blackness.
Yikes.
Yeah, so we're like, oh no, your pipe is collapsed is what we're thinking, right? There's just a wall in front of us. There's no way for us to push the camera, right? Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, we got to dig here. Unfortunately, we had to move his brand new kitchen island, right? Dig into his brand new kitchen tile. And then once we dug it all up and exposed it, we realized the pipe went nowhere.
Oh, man.
It was gone.
Oh, man.
It was gone. It was like magic, really.
That sounds like that movie, Money Pit. That's the one with Tom Hanks and Shelley Long. Yeah, remember that movie?
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember that.
So am I. Oh, anyway. So you younger ones, it's basically the scenario that Jason just described. Everything, high-end, beautiful, luxury. But lo and behold, everything behind the walls was all hidden. And new owners discovered, they had a lot in store that they weren't prepared for to repair.
You said it. I mean, the back to this Kahala house, I mean, we actually knew the general contractor who did the job. And we know he did great work. But those general contractors are not plumbers. Right. You know, they are only going to go as far as their knowledge, and they're sometimes not aware of just how big the problem can be in the ground. And, you know, the pipe, you and I know this, but, you know, for our listeners, generally the price to fix a pipe is based on what's in front of it. You know, so if the pipe is right in front of you, it's going to be a few $100 to repair it. But once it goes behind a wall, it's more expensive. Once it goes in the ground, it's even more expensive. The deeper it goes, it's more expensive.
Right. Or in this case with the kitchen, we had a beautiful island.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the flooring, right?
No kidding. That island had to be removed completely. Oh, I mean, man. Talk about the price of that, right? And then going through brand new finish materials. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And so, yeah, just to finish that story, that pipe that went nowhere, we actually had to reroute the whole thing. And then we had to take the kitchen sink and dishwasher connection, bring it outside, and reroute the drain all the way through their pool.
Oh, geez.
Through the pool deck. Through the pool deck to connect to the main that was outside. That ended up being the cheapest way to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, so... just let that marinate for a little bit. That's a painful experience. Can you imagine spending $3.5 million on a home and then find out you don't have a drain servicing your kitchen? For $3.5 million, you would think you'd have a kitchen drain.
Yeah, which is why we work with a lot of real estate companies for homes that are in process of sale. Right,
that's true. It's starting to get around. We're finally getting to a point where our islands are aware of this. Now, real estate companies are recommending it to all home buyers, and home inspectors are also recommending it in addition to their home inspection. So. Yeah, luckily, it's starting to gain traction, and we don't have to educate every customer, but it's still, I'd say we're still educating half of them,
and
the other and half are already aware.
Just to kind of double back, too, is like, because we're talking about how do we know what pipes are underground, right? So we talked about cast iron, you know, being the ubiquitous, most common pipes we have, you know, on the island, typically. Does it mean if, like, let's say we do a camera inspection, we verify that the pipes underground are plastic, does that mean I don't have to worry about anything? I'll be in good shape?
Yeah. No.
Oh, man.
No. I wanted to give you some hope and then crush it.
You did.
No. Yeah.
You succeeded.
So, plastic pipe. There are some consistent problems. It doesn't matter what pipe material we're talking about. You know, there's a lot of... things we see here in Hawaii that are consistent throughout the whole island, whether it be plastic pipe, metal pipe, or this Orangeburg. There's a lot of settling here. Yeah. Mm. Our islands are moving, and, you know, with the ocean, we got these king tides now, and lots of earth is moving. Uh-huh. And, you know, waves and, you know, and the floods and earthquakes, and volcanoes. All of the above. Right. So with earth settling, you know, you have what's called offsets, where the connections come apart. You know, you have that as a problem. Doesn't matter what type of pipe. Mm. And in addition to, you know, just earth moving, you also have roots. You know, roots are always looking for food, and man, do those pipes provide such great food resource. You know,
it's perfect, man. It's
water and your waste. And roots can...
If you're wondering why your tree is, you know, suddenly producing a lot of fruit and you're not fertilizing it.
What happened to this tree? It's like candy now. This, like, this tangerine tastes like candy, mommy. I wonder what's going on. Yeah, plus our grass started growing really green around
that one
here.
Spot.
It's really, really odd. Yeah, it's probably because you have some root intrusions going into your sewer main. And but hey, good for the tree, bad for your house.
Right.
You know, we also can take care of that problem. That's probably another episode of our potty. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, just keep in mind to our listeners, call us. If you have any questions, you know, we get excited about this kind of stuff. So call us. We'd love to discuss your property and let you know what we think. No charge. You know, we still do free estimates, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. We do for now. Call us next week, though.
It might change. I don't know when.
Don't quote us on that. But we do free estimates, and we love to talk to people over the phone. So
absolutely.
And if you got nothing better to do, go check out our website at pipemasters.co. That's .co. Check us out over there. There's plenty of information. Mm-hmm. Or you can check us out on our potty and, you know, bear with us for the 10 to 15 minutes.
Yes,
we try to educate our listeners.
And in addition to our website and our podcast, where we're happy to share our experiences and some questions, covering questions, you know, that you may encounter, you know, for your businesses and homes and other communal areas. We also post content on our social media platforms. We have an Instagram and Facebook as well. So you can reach out, you know, if you're feeling shy, you know, to talk over the phone, we understand. But you can definitely shoot us a message, direct message us, or put it on our page. And yeah, we'd be happy to interact with you there and possibly cover some of your questions, things you might have in mind. And we may just cover it in one of our future episodes.
Well, I think our listeners have had enough of us for today. So I'm gonna say for now, please check us out on episode 3 when we go into Orangeburg. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, no, you want to know about this, guys. Check us out, okay?
All right, Jay. So I think we covered, for me, very, very fascinating topics. Looking forward to the next one. But that's our time. And hope you join us again for the next episode. Again, we're going to be talking about Orangeburg and other fun things to learn about with our drains and pipes and all things plumbing.
That's right. You guys have a good one. Aloha.